I think you're going to be tough to beat.
Man, once again, I know our listeners.
Yep. All
right, what are we at here? Also at the beginning, I think this is how we usually end it. Top 50. Comic book characters countdown, and you say numbers.
10 through 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Top 50. Let me say it again. Top 50. Let's say it again. Top 50 comic book characters.
Number 10 through 1. I thought you were going to say countdown.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot the part. Let's start again.
See, I was waiting for my cue.
Top 50 comic book characters countdown.
Numbers 10 through 1.
What's your excuse that then?
just kind of blanked out.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DeVoto. We are back.
All right, so you're just telling me I wasn't recording, but you're just saying I still have 8 guesses in this.
So we wanted people to guess the top 10. You guessed the top 20, but all of your 11 through 20 have already been guessed.
Okay.
So you, as has your numbers 10 and 9.
Let me see. So I guessed for my 10 guess was Deadpool, and that was on the last list, and my 9 guess was Robin, Dick Grayson. That he was a long time ago. He was like 47 or something.
Right, he was way out there. So 1 through 8 are in the game. Now the question is, because remember the scoring system is you get 1 point for every guess you get correctly and 1 point for every guess you place correctly. So you already have 8 points.
Wow.
You have a potential for 16.
You know what's funny is we haven't... You know, we're pre-recording these episodes, so in the present day for all the listeners, we haven't announced what the winner gets. So I should just start to think of what I want.
That's true. You should. Yeah, you're going to be tough to beat. You are good at the guessing game.
Thank you. All right.
I'll
be
curious to see how you do with the comic characters or with the sci-fi characters. Yeah. I think that'll be a little trickier.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, I'm excited to dive in. I'm pumped to find out who is the greatest superhero in the minds of our listeners.
Now we all know who it is.
So number 10.
Number 10 was one of the two characters you did not guess, and that is the Hulk.
Wow.
The Hulk.
The Hulk being this high? Now, when you realized that Bruce Banner had 1/2 point, did that influence where he landed here?
No.
How is that true?
Because at this point, there was more than a 1/2 point spread.
So the buffer between was
correct.
Enough. Okay.
Yes.
So the Hulk. Yeah.
So
I mean,
didn't even bother to add it in.
He's a good character. Of course, he's been around since the early days of Marvel Comics. I find it hard to have a comic or, any comic book story that's led by the Hulk sustain interest for long.
Correct.
Same with his movies. He's great on a team. He's great in other books. There's a lot of things I like about the character, but when he's the lead and he has to stand on his own, it's tough.
It's ridiculous.
So do you feel like 10 is too high for this guy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark Ruffalo in the Avengers movie, first one was good. But beyond that, I mean, Ang Lee Hulk, garbage. Edward Norton Hulk, garbage. Age of Ultron Hulk, garbage.
I think Marvel gets it, though, because they're not giving Hulk a movie. They're putting him in the next Thor movie.
Lou Ferrigno Hulk, garbage.
I actually liked that one as a kid.
Yeah.
So I'm going to not agree with
it. I'm surprised you didn't vote for him as number one, then.
Come on.
Full snarky comment.
All right. Well, the Hulk. I mean, at this point, I just want to clear this with you. Now that we're in the top 10, there's no, number one vote got them in. Like,
not even close.
All of these people have been substantially voted for.
Like I said at the very beginning, back in the Runners Up episode, there was a huge spread of vote of characters that were only getting like 1 through 3 votes, and then there's a ton right at the top that almost everyone voted for.
You know, you must be onto something. I'm just thinking of our audience and the types of shows that they liked and maybe grew up on. I wonder if that TV show, The Hulk, is influencing where he's landing on this list.
Probably not.
I think it is.
No.
What else would put him on the list? I mean, there's nothing modern.
Avengers.
I guess, but do you feel like his role in the Avengers was so good that now people are thinking
but most people don't know any comic characters. They just, who's that green guy with the shorts? Oh, the Hulk.
All right. Number 9.
Number 9, you guessed, would be number 6. And I am a little surprised he didn't rank higher given his popularity. And that is Iron Man.
Iron Man. Wow. Now, yeah.
Neither of us voted for him.
You know, if we had been talking to random people in the year 2006 or 7, before that 2008
nobody
film.
Nobody knew that there was an Iron Man.
Yeah, no one even knew Iron Man. The film came out in 2008, and he becomes the face of the Avengers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, but that movie was really good. It's still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is amazing in the role. As a comic book character, I'm not into Iron Man. I've read a lot of his comics. He's okay.
Right. Yeah, and it's just a shame they botched the next two Iron Man movies, too. Like, you think of... it shouldn't be that hard to write an Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr. in that role.
No, I should say I hated 3, but I didn't mind 2, even though most people
hate 2.
You know, there was a cartoon I watched as a kid with Iron Man, and he had a whole team with him of people. But that still doesn't influence me to make me really like him.
No.
All right, number 8.
Number 8? It's a character you guessed would be...
8.
Number 8! That's Wolverine!
Wow, we were just talking about Wolverine on the last countdown episode. Neither of us are huge fans, but I can recognize...
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I recognize why he's so high on the list. It seems like every single human that likes comics likes Wolverine.
That's because he's forced into every X-Men comic or movie.
Okay, here's an interesting question for you. Now, DC Comics is pretty open about who their main three heroes are. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. I've mentioned that. They've had some focuses on Green Lantern or on Harley Quinn here and there, but those three are their top three. Yeah. Marvel doesn't have what I call the, or what DC calls their Trinity. Marvel doesn't have that. So just between you and me right now, if you think about who they really push heavily,
Spider-Man.
Who's their three? Okay, go ahead.
Spider-Man. I would say, well, after the MCU, probably Iron Man is in that
list.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking too.
Captain America. Or Wolverine would probably be number 3.
Yeah, I think right now it's Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Captain America. I think you're right there.
Yep.
I think if it had been maybe 10 years ago, before the MCU, because right now Marvel's kind of turning their backs on the mutant population in a sense. And so Wolverine, they actually, in the comics, they killed the younger Wolverine. And they have
impossible. Can't do it.
He's dead. And they have the alternate older version of Wolverine that I told you about, Old Man Logan. He exists, but not the original one. I think at one time Wolverine was their most popular character.
Yeah.
And now they don't really put a heavy emphasis on him.
So
I think today Marvel's Trinity is Spider-Man, Iron Man, Captain America. But that's just a guess. All right. Number 7.
Number 7. You voted for him at number 5. You guessed he'd be number 5, but he's number 7, and he's the Flash.
God, I love the Flash. I do. The TV show's awesome. He's a fun character in comics. Not a lot wrong with this character. How do you like the Flash?
I have no opinions about the Flash. I don't know anything about him except that he's a fast guy.
You can see how that power, though, is pretty cool, right?
Not really. That's a completely worthless power.
How is it worthless?
Because you're going to hit trees and whatnot. Like,
no.
You can't go that far before you hit something.
You're thinking like the mind, or with the mind of a slow, non-fast...
Wait. No, I need clarification here. Does his mind move as fast as his body?
His mind moves as fast as his body.
Well, that's the more impressive power then. Forget, like, if I had that power, I wouldn't run. I would just think...
So sometimes when he's running, even he can see, well, if I go this way, that will happen. And if I go this way, that he can kind of like start to
impressive power.
He can also run fast enough to travel through time. That's awesome. He can.
As long as you keep it before 1980.
Wait, when did you mention that?
it's a reward for people who've been listening to the whole countdown.
Okay, yeah. So
I'm not
going to
fill them in.
That was a couple episodes ago. He can also move his body so fast that he starts to vibrate, and he can phase through walls.
That's absurd.
Because he can move so fast.
That's not how things work.
And he can move so fast that he can travel through the multiverse. He cracks through into a parallel dimension.
Yeah, but mostly he just runs fast, and you're going to hit stuff.
I think you've already been proven wrong. Number 6.
Number 6 was my number 2. Your number 4, you guessed he'd be number 7, the greatest villain of all time, the Joker.
He is the greatest villain of all time. I hands down agree. Well, wait, in comics or in general?
I'm going to say in comics, but he's up there even in general.
Who would you, if you and I agree that the greatest villains are Joker and Darth Vader, who wins between those two?
And see, I think Darth Vader as a villain and as a character has been weakened substantially by the prequels. The prequels really put a damper on Darth Vader.
So to you, Joker could potentially be the greatest villain in any media.
If we eliminate the prequels, it's really close. But if we include the prequels, Joker wins. Easy. But I don't know. I would have to think about it more.
All right. Good.
I mean, there's other great villains besides those two.
Here's a sign of how impactful Joker's presence is. Whenever you try to think of, we talked earlier in the countdown about, maybe it was on the countdown. No, we talked about this on a recent news episode when it was announced that Black Manta was going to be the villain of Aquaman. And I had said, oh, Black Manta is like the Joker to Batman for Aquaman.
Right.
And I feel like people use that terminology all the time. Oh, it's like, it's his top guy, his top opponent, his nemesis. So, yeah, I love the Joker so much. He's, well, what did I rank him at? Number?
You put him at 4.
Yeah. This is one of my all-time favorite characters in any comic book.
So, not as good as Scarlet Spider Ben Reilly.
I put Scarlet Spider at number 2. You remember? Right.
So, yeah, you're saying the Joker is not as good as the Scarlet Spider Ben Reilly.
I hear what you're saying. Next up, number 5. Are we at 5?
Okay, number 5 is the other one in the top 10 that you missed. I guess, or I voted for him at number 3. Do you want to guess?
Did I forget a character existed?
I think so. I think you did.
I give up. Who is it?
Daredevil.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I should have guessed that people would like him, but I wouldn't have put him on my own list.
No. For guessing. You, that was a... For that's your strategy, that was a big miss on your strategy.
Yeah, it's like if you look at later on my guesses, there's other people who are part of the MCU, but not as prominent as Daredevil. So, right. That is a big miss for me.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm surprised I forgot this guy.
Yeah, Daredevil's so good. He's got to be a top 20 character for you.
Well, he's not, because I have my...
I know.
So here's how I feel about Daredevil. I do not like him in comics, really, but that first season on Netflix, and even the second season, but not as strong as the first one, I was watching this thinking, I feel like Marvel just realized that they actually have Batman.
Right.
And we're seeing it on Netflix right now. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so strong as a character, but... But I'm really, as I made my personal list, because I am a comic fan, I really did think about my feelings towards the comic book version.
I understand.
And I don't love him in the comics, but... the Daredevil season 1, I mean, that's one of my favorite pieces of television I've ever watched.
But see, I can understand that logic, but here's where I would disagree with that type of evaluation, because all of these characters are not eligible for our sci-fi list.
Yeah.
So I think that in evaluating these characters, you have to think about them in all the media they've appeared in.
I get it. You're right. I probably should have included Daredevil on some list of my own, and I definitely should have made him a guess.
That's so, okay.
Totally agree.
I forgive you.
All right, number 4.
Number 4, stupid character. Stupid man. I mean, Superman.
Superman.
You guessed he'd be number 9? Or no, you guessed he'd be number 3. You voted for him at number 9.
Yeah, I think he deserves to be in my top 10.
Yeah, he's absurd. He's absurd.
When it comes to just an awesome symbol for heroes, I think he is that.
I don't care for Superman.
He's growing on me over the last few years. I definitely like him more now than I did when we started the show.
Batman v Superman helped out with that.
Yeah, maybe. No, I don't know. Not sure what it is about him. I like the good old-fashioned good guy.
Yeah, but he's boring. He's just a boring
character. I think
I find
him less boring now than I used to.
Could be.
Yeah. So I am for Superman. He's the original superhero. Maybe not the very first one ever created, but when people think of the first main standout hero, it's Superman. So
that's true.
Congratulations, Superman. Welcome to the list. All right. Number
3. So you guessed Superman was going to be number 3.
I think I know who it
is. And he was
now.
4. You guessed this character was going to be number 4, and he was 3. You swapped those two, and that is Captain America. You voted for him at number 8. Another character I just don't care for.
Oh, I thought you voted for Captain America.
Oh, no. No.
How could you not care for Captain America?
Boring character.
The most noble, heroic,
lame,
brave,
boring.
The best leader of all the heroes.
Okay, that's a great argument for which comic book character would you like to have lead you on a hike? Well, obviously, I'm not going to choose Batman for that. So, why not Captain America? Yeah, he'd be a great leader on a hike.
Didn't you hear the other things I said about him? That
was just boring, lame.
He's a natural leader in the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right. Okay, yeah, natural leader. Who do you want
I'm saying the whole Marvel Comics universe. Like, he is the guy that everyone looks up to.
Right, but the list is not who is the best role model, who has the best leadership skills. Like, I voted for the Joker at number 2. I would have voted for him if we were choosing people with the best leadership skills.
But I'm naming good things about him.
No, you're naming good things about him if he was a real person. Those don't make him a good character.
You don't think it's interesting that he was trapped in a stasis, so he's a man out of time.
I think that's absurd.
He's getting used to this new world.
No.
And has been since the 60s.
Yeah, I know. That's
I think he's...
They're really, really stretching that one. No.
I like him. I don't care what you say. I love Captain America.
Like, if having
what did I rank him at? What number did I rank him at?
You put him at 8.
That's really low. I mean, I feel like I usually consider him one of my top guys. Let me see. Oh, my gosh. I think I might have messed up where I listed him. Because look at it. I put him.
You put Robin above him. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like, so I'm looking at my personal list. I'll talk about it later. I feel like he should be at number 6 instead of 8. I don't know what happened to me there.
Well,
whenever I think of Captain America, I think this is one of my favorite heroes.
And here's the thing about his origin. Like, frozen in a block of ice. Everyone in comics has an interesting origin. Bitten by a spider, now you can shoot webs out of your hands. Well, that's interesting. Now your parents got killed, so you decide to become Batman. Well, that's interesting. Planet blows up. That's interesting.
Yeah, but that's not his origin. He had years of story before that happened.
Yeah, he took steroids.
That's not even true.
That's 100% true.
No, he was part of a military experiment.
With steroids. And I saw the movie. You don't go from looking to that like he did in the second half of that movie without steroids.
Man, what a noble...
What a horror... In fact, that goes against everything you've been saying. What a horrible role model.
What a horrible...
Oh, kids, if you can't make it in life, take drugs. That'll help.
All right. Whatever, Ben. Number 2. I think I know who our 2 and 1 are going to be at this point.
Yeah. That's a blowout. You guessed this person was going to be 2, which means you nailed number 1 as well. You voted for him as number 1. I voted for him as number 5, because who doesn't love Spider-Man?
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Almost as good as Ben Reilly. Almost.
I made him number 1.
Yeah.
This is my number 1 vote.
Okay, your second vote for Peter Parker.
I mean,
it's just like you splitting between Wolverine and Old Man Logan. They're the same person.
I liked Peter Parker so much, I voted for him twice on my countdown. That says a lot.
That's true.
Yeah, who doesn't like Spider-Man? You're right. Yeah, Everybody likes him. I mean,
I don't like all his movies.
Yeah, I don't like all his movies either, actually.
No.
But, yeah, there's probably no comic book character that I've read more stories of, hands down, than Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's my top hero, for sure.
Yeah.
And my second favorite hero is?
Well.
Number 1.
Your second favorite hero is Ben Reilly, according to you.
My second favorite non-Marvel hero is?
Wait. No, your favorite non-Marvel hero.
Right.
This is a disaster.
Let me start over. Okay. Number 1.
Number 1, just a little backstory here, blew out the competition.
Yeah.
So in our voting system, Spider-Man got 99 points. Number 1 got 151.5 points. So it was not even close. And of course, you guessed he would be number 1. He's your number 3, but he's my number 1. Which continues my streak of... No, I didn't vote for Lord of the Rings. This is my number 1 movie. But I did for Tolkien, and he got number 1 author. So I'm doing pretty well in terms of getting the number 1s being who I vote for. And that's, of course, Batman.
Batman.
Who is the best comic character of all time. Man. There's really no question.
What an awesome character.
Right.
I've loved him ever since I first set my eyes on the 1960s TV series.
Yeah.
Read more of him in the 90s in comic form, but not a lot. And then got reintroduced to him through various movies and cartoons. The animated series, of course, was definitive for both you and I. And now we're living in this awesome age where you can watch a Christopher Nolan trilogy.
Yeah.
It's the best superhero movie that's ever existed is, well, I guess series would be the Dark Knight trilogy.
Right. And now he's back.
He's back with Batman v Superman.
Why did you say that name? Why did you say Martha?
But back to the comics.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite comic you've read? Because this is the guy that you really followed when you did read comics.
Oh, year one. Yeah, year one.
That's my
best.
Favorite, too.
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know that was your favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I mean, Dark Knight Returns is great, too, but... Yeah, year one is the
best. So if you've never read Batman Year One, it's a short read, and it's the both Ben and my favorite thing. That
I love early Batman. Like, to me, Batman gets less interesting as time goes on, and he gets, like, the Bat family and the team and everything. Like, I like early Batman, that stage of his career, which is part of why I love Christopher Nolan's trilogy so much, because then he skips straight to what I think is the second most interesting part of Batman, which is old Batman, you know, broken down Batman.
Yeah.
And he just skips all the nonsense of Robin and in between. And no, Batman is best as this solo character who's conflicted and everything. And I think you lose so much of that when you get into the Bat family stuff, which is why I can't read him just within the ongoing series, because that's where, like, they spend all their time, because now they have all these other characters and everything.
Okay, but for a while, you were trying to collect the whole run of.
Yeah.
So tell me about that a little bit, because this is.
Well, then I realized a lot of them are really terrible.
So maybe around 20, 15 years ago? How many years ago? 15 years
15,
ago?
15. So before 10 to 15 years
before
ago,
I knew you were a pretty heavy comic collector. And it was specifically around Batman, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about that, because I don't know very much about that part of your life.
Well, I just wanted to read all the Batman comics.
Like every one that ever come out.
Everyone.
And so you were trying to purchase every comic.
Yeah.
So what was your plan for some of those really expensive old ones?
Well, I knew that wasn't going to happen, so I was like, collected edition. Okay. I wanted to have every comic in some printed form.
What have you ever done with those comics?
Well, they're sitting in the basement.
So you still have them. That's good. I would have thought you would have sold them by now.
I don't know what how to sell them.
Are you going to save them for your kids, do you think?
Maybe some of them. I mean, part of why I stopped is just the ratio of great Batman comics to just utter garbage is... Well, either very small or very high, depending on which direction the ratio is going in. Like, there's a lot of great Batman books, but then, you know, if you try and read every monthly title, and you're getting like 3 or 4 a month at some point.
But that character's been around for 75 years. Don't you feel like the odds are high that there's going to be a multitude of poor quality to go
along
with
I mean.
The multitude of high quality?
That's what I mean, is that there's so much poor quality, it's not worth the time to invest in, or the money to invest in garbage.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so what I would rather do is just, when I want to read Batman's story, I'd rather read, you know, Frank Miller stuff, or, you know, even like Long Halloween is good.
Yeah, I love that.
The Arkham, I don't know, I love the Arkham games. Those are so much fun. You know, the old animated series, Christopher Nolan, and like, that's the Batman I want. And if something else great is written, and you'll hear about it. That's really become my philosophy of consuming media, is let time sift through the garbage for you.
That's not bad. So there was a time where I would have probably thought Batman was my number one hero, but
you would have been right.
But Spider-Man has a special place in my heart. I feel more emotionally attached to that character than I do Batman, even though I love Batman.
Yeah.
Should we go through our personal list and just read them out real quick for everybody?
Yeah, I think we probably should.
I've got mine handy, so I'll go right here. So I'll read them. I'll count them down. Here we go. 20. You say it for me, and I'll say it in person.
20.
Galactus.
Do you want me to do 22? Then we don't have to go through 20 again. Though my runners-up aren't ranked. Professor X, 19.
Adam Warlock.
Bane, 18.
Hal Jordan, Green Lantern.
Commissioner Gordon. Oh, dear.
17.
Do I only have 19 on here?
Oh, no.
17.
Batgirl, Barbara Gordon.
Doc Ock.
16.
Yeah, I've only got 19.
That's okay.
So you do 16 on your own. I'll catch up.
16. It's Captain Marvel, the Shazam version, Billy Batson.
All right. 15.
Catwoman.
Alfred. 14.
Silver Surfer.
Catwoman. 13.
Doctor Doom.
Scarecrow. 12.
Dr. Octopus.
Ra's al Ghul. 11.
Mr. Fantastic.
Two-Face.
Reed Richards.
10.
Aquaman.
Magneto. 9.
Superman.
Hellboy. 8.
8 is Steve Rogers, Captain America. I wish I put him 6.
Kingpin. 7.
Dick Grayson, Robin.
Hugo Strange. 6.
Miles Morales.
Squirrel Girl.
The Ultimate Spider-Man.
Hey, you didn't vote for Squirrel Girl. I feel a little betrayed. 5.
The Flash.
Spider-Man. 4.
The Joker.
Big B Wolf. 3.
Batman.
Daredevil. 2.
Scarlet Spider.
The Joker. 1.
Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Batman. Yeah.
All right. I have some runners up.
Yeah, no Squirrel Girl.
Did you have any runner up?
No. I guess I only wound up with 19.
Here are some of my runners up. Tim Drake, who is known as Red Robin. He was also Robin for a while. Booster Gold is another one of my runners up. I like this. There's a parallel universe alternate version of Reed Richards, who I like, named The Maker.
Yeah.
There's a parallel universe alternate version, evil version of the Hulk, named The Maestro.
Yep.
And then there's a parallel universe alternate version, evil version of Superman from Injustice Gods Among Us.
I would have called you out on that one.
Called Superman?
Because that's not an alternate version.
Yeah, he's alternate.
No. That's the same character, just in...
Just evil.
No, but he started as Superman and made a different choice.
Well, same thing with Maestro. He started as the Hulk and made a different choice.
Okay, then he's still the Hulk.
Same thing as Old Man Logan.
Wait a second. If I make a bad choice and change my name this afternoon to, like, Tree Man or something, and I go kill people, that doesn't mean I'm a different person than I was.
But if you're from a parallel universe, then you are a different person.
No, you're not. That's the whole point of a parallel universe. The parallels are the same.
Oh.
You can't go then my number 1 through 20 is Batman, because there's been at least 20 Batmans.
So you're saying if I met my parallel universe self, we're the same person?
As far as this poll goes, yes.
That is not true.
As far as this poll goes...
No, that's not real.
That's true!
There's alternate versions
that
are distinct.
Okay, then my 1 through 20 is Batman.
Well, which Batman is your number 2?
So I'm going to go with Christopher Nolan Batman is number 1.
Nope, that's a movie. Got to go with comic book.
He's comic book to me.
Okay.
Animated series Batman is number 2.
Still not comic book.
Okay. Main universe Batman, number 3.
Okay, we'll accept that.
Dark Knight Returns Batman, number 4.
Okay, I can
Year 1
that.
Batman, number 5.
I can accept that.
Long Halloween Batman, number 6.
Okay.
See, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, that's fine. Keep
Injustice Batman. Injustice! Duh. Video game! Your logic used against you!
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'll take him off my list. All right, let's close this up. Hit that music.
Man, that would have been a good... I should have just done... If I'd been thinking the way you were thinking, that's what I would have done. Because when I ran out of people that I couldn't come up with, I should just filled in Batmans for the rest of the way.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us on this fun comic book characters countdown that I loved and Ben hated.
It's all right.
Well, that's
looking here. Forward to the next one more.
I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.
I should say thank you to everyone that voted. I don't think we've thanked you enough. But if you're out there and you voted, a special thank you to you, because these episodes can't happen without the listeners who participate.
Oh, yes, they can. We just have to make it up.
So, again, thank you everybody very much for taking time to fill out, not fill out anything, just send us in your list of names for both these lists. So that's it. So long, folks.
Goodbye.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to this hiatus episode. As you know, we pre-recorded all these, so we are not around right now in the podcasting realm.
So don't send any listener feedback.
No, that's the opposite of what I'm about to say. I'm about to say, so if you want to send listener feedback for while we're away, you can write us at feedback@thesapphirechristian.com or call us at
612-4121-SFC.
As always, while we're away, please be continuing to sponsor the water fund that we are helping to raise money for this year. It's for the organization called One Day's Wages. So just go to onedayswages.org/thesapphirechristian, where you can donate money to help bring water to places around the world that don't have access to clean water. We could really use your help. So during this hiatus season, please do so.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we need to say for hiatus episodes, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for listening, and so long, folks.
Yeah. Hi to the hiatus.
What does that mean? Usually you say goodbye, but you said hi.
Yeah. I know. I didn't think of it till the end. That would have worked better at the beginning.
Do you want to say goodbye now?
Yeah, goodbye, hiatus.
And what about the listeners?
Yeah, goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, listeners. Thank you again.